Hey, everybody, welcome back to this week's episode of the Drunk Riders. As always, I am Marcus.
And I'm Mark.
And I am the artist known as Mike.
Formerly known as
Billy.
Oh, man.
Slim Shady.
Real stand up.
Wait.
Huh? We're going to ignore what I just said.
Say, that is not the lyric, but I appreciate you for your thoughts. Mm-hmm. Today, I am drinking another, because I can't get over it, and I love sours, Urban Artifact Squeeze Box. I have become a slut. Now that I figured out that they can ship to me, and I love this flavor, I'm going to... Boys, I'm experimenting out here, all right? Yeah. I'm gonna start sending some stuff to my way, and yeah, it's about as much as what you said you've been paying for your deliveries. So, and being that I'm a slut for sours,
You said it.
What flavor is this one? This one's just strawberry.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not the one that they're bringing down to the stumble, but
okay. God, isn't this like the most fucking stereotypical beer podcast like affinities? We got Mr. Triple New England IPA over here. We've got Mr. Sours.
Excuse me. Triple New England IPAs and barrel-aged stouts.
Watch and then you've got the stout guy, the antiquated flavors right here.
No, you're the bitch.
True.
Yeah.
False.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Have you received your birthday goat yet?
No.
Mark, you have not?
Well, you got 2 hours, baby.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I can't wait. Don't send it to me, but send it to this guy.
Okay. I've sent it to you enough. You already know.
That's why you...
All right. Have either of you heard of an Imperial Pilsner?
No.
No.
Apparently, these are a thing now. Oh. So, from Shorts Brewing Company, I have a Pure Michigan Winter Pils.
Mm.
Made with Michigan ingredients.
Oh, so it's shit.
Damn it, you stole my joke, you asshole.
Gotta be quick on the Michigan jokes, man. I'm always on top of that.
Oh, shit, that's really good.
Like Michigan is always on top of Ohio State football. Burn.
Times in 20 years, hey, every blind squirrel finds a couple of nuts.
that's all they care about, though. They want those little nuts.
Those small little nuts. Hey, I'll take the big ones. What can I say?
All right. This beer, if you could brew snow into a beer, this is what it would taste like.
That is the dumbest fucking thing I've ever
heard. Both of us had the same face. Because literally we reeled back and went, what?
What the fuck is wrong with this?
That's a description. I mean, I get the flavor you're aiming at. And I can appreciate it, brother. All right.
Like,
I get you.
Like there's some hints of pine coming out. You know?
I mean, I'll give you a hint of pine coming out.
That's weird.
Sucking a whole dick.
Oh my God, you are out of control, sir.
Oh shit. Delicious. Yeah, this squeeze box.
Sucking a whole dick's delicious?
I mean, hey, what we do in our free time as a podcast is none of the listener's business.
Hell yeah. Fuck yeah.
What you got tonight, Mikey?
I have got another delicious Wegmans spring water.
Love it. Enjoy it. But hey, I will say this. Oh, go ahead. Oh, you're drinking. Earlier I will say this.
I have a hop tea citra bomb.
Ooh.
Drink those cold because once they get warm, not great. But I got a good punch in the face, like right here with some citra, so.
Okay. I have been taking your lead, and I have been drinking more water during the day.
Yeah.
At work, we are lucky enough to, in our budget, we have a fully stocked fridge full of all the drinks in the world. Mm-hmm. Non-alcoholic, of course. And water is a quarter of the fridge, and I've been doing nothing but drinking water recently.
Hell yeah.
So props to me. Although, I will say this, though, to be fair. drinking water, ever since I was in college, has kind of been like a thing.
Yeah.
So I just, yeah. I digress. All right.
I'm drinking a lot more. I will, I'm taking a break from my hiatus this weekend and going to go a little ham.
I appreciate it. So let's pimp out the stumble real quick. Stumble in a Hole is upcoming. Time you guys listen to this. We'll be hole stumbling.
Sir.
Ma'am.
In, on, and around that hole.
This is in a mildly adult podcast, sir.
I will find your hole in number 13, 13 hole. You have to ask. You aren't old enough to know what the 13 hole is.
Here we go.
And we're going to get stumbling up in that hole. Gentlemen, Friday is almost here. It is here if you're listening to this, or it's past, depending on when you listen to this. I can't wait for that party Friday night.
Yeah. It's going to be a bang. I'm getting there early, too.
What's your decade?
1940s.
Shut up. You're actually dressing up? Oh, shit. Look at Marcus.
Yep.
I am intrigued here.
You can go one of two ways with this. Either
of them. I was thinking the 1840s, but I don't know how well that would pass. So I figured, hey, let me go off forward 100 years.
Sheesh.
Oh, my God. That's incredible. wow. I don't want to spoil mine yet, but I'm just going to say I'm not okay.
Oh, I hate you.
Mark knows what I'm talking about.
Because we got the same decade.
Because we got the same decade. Because we're a bunch of bitches.
So y'all better go back in time, brothers. Come on now.
I've got a wig. I've got my outfit arrived. This is going to be basically, it's going to be one of the best things ever when I walk in the door.
Gotcha.
Fully ready.
Or may not be straightening my hair.
Shut up.
I already know you are, so.
Oh. Are you going to trim your beard, or are you going to let that bad boy fly?
I'm looking at the icon up here. I probably should trim my beard.
About to say,
are you going to go baby face into it?
I should.
Oh, you should go baby face into it.
Baby it. Nobody will recognize you. They'll be like, who's this bitch?
You'll fit the vibe even better, Mark. You'll fit it even better. But anyways, the real news, Silver Dollar City Saturday and Sunday, we just found out today, hey, breaking news that hit before we recorded.
Finally.
Finally. Fire in the Hole soft opening this weekend.
Yeah.
So that's a plus one, boys.
Yeah.
If we get it. So good news and awesome because, you know, once again, another thing that was completely out of our control that, you know, we do what we do and excited to see that the park's going to have that soft open, get through their test rehearsals, you know, good for them. RMCs can be a little finicky at the start. So let that thing roll a little bit and then we go from there.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
As long as, it's not phonics.
As long as it's not Phoenix.
Phonics.
Phonics.
Ooh.
Phoenix. I think it's Phoenix. Phoenix.
It's Phoenix. I don't know any
Dutch. Banyern.
Bayern. Takes you back, doesn't it?
Damn. Mm-hmm. I hate you so much, Marcus. Bayern.
Hey, shoot the bairn!
Country ass bumpkin,
you bitch. Don't make me. I'll slap the shit out of you, boy.
Don't make me goat you as well, sir.
Don't tease me with a good time. I'm already looking at you.
This is reserved for Mark's birthday only. Mark is the only one who gets the goat on his birthday.
He'll get more than the goat on his birthday, I'll tell you that.
Oh. Whatever you say, sir.
Oh, yes. Anyways, this is turning into a After Dark episode, boys.
Yeah, we better watch what we say. We can get a little too excited.
Holy shit. Allison made 200 Jello shots.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
It's going down. Oh. The hangover's coming. And there's...
What?
32 roulette, which are mysteries.
Ooh. I might.
Oh, those are fun.
I bet there's more in one of them.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
She did say some have 151, so.
Let's go. Let's go.
So. So
I remember the last time we had 151.
So, I was very tempted. I'm not checking a bag, just because we have such a tight window to make our flight anyways. I saw on Instagram this past weekend. So, you know the Irish car bombs and all the bombs and Jäger bomb. Fucking Jäger bomb.
Dude, fucking Jäger bomb. Jäger bomb. Fucking Jäger bomb. Jäger bomb.
If I could do energy drinks, I would fuck up a Jäger bomb.
Oh, I'd rather be dead than drinking.
If someone brings Jäger, I'll do a pull. Not even a shot. I'll just do a pull of Jäger.
Oh.
Like.
I know.
The last time I had Jäger was...
I've heard you make that sound before.
Very, very... You set yourself up for that one, Mark.
You did. You did.
Suck my whole asshole.
Now we're sucking assholes? What kind of podcast is this?
You guys are out of control, and I just want to apologize to the listeners on behalf of my co-hosts who had a fucking chill. So there is a new bomb beverage. So it is a Monstro. It's called an Idaho car bomb. Malort. Monstro, and I think it was Bitters. It's absolutely heinous. I would never tarnish the good word of Monstro like that, but maybe it makes it bearable? I don't know. I haven't had Malort yet. I'm excited to try it.
No, you're not.
Famous last words.
You are not excited to try it.
Famous last words right there.
You'll feel something when you feel it. Like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I will be trying Malort this weekend for the very first time. Okay. So there's that. And I'm sure we'll report back next week of how I did with it. I'm sure it will be very good. And definitely not like vomiting. But hey, I'm excited. And I'm excited to get the giggles with Mark on Time Traveler.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm excited to either sit behind you or next to you on your first Time Traveler ride in row 7 or 8.
I can't wait for that. Really?
Mark, you're going to love it. I think you're going to hate it, actually.
Well, we'll soon find out.
We'll soon find out. Then we won't have to go to that difficult park to get to for a while, which is unfortunate because I love that place, but it's just... so hard to get to. Such a pain. Hmm. Anyways, we have some other stumble news, gentlemen.
Yep.
That just happened today. And for those of you who are coming to Top Thrill Stumble, this is just the tip of the iceberg. We have a lot more coming. We have a lot more that's in the works, but we're just not ready to announce it yet. For those of you who are looking at trying to get to Cedar Point, we're highly encouraging you to arrive Friday evening to join us for an evening on Lake Erie as we take over the Good Time One charter boat and get fucked up eating spaghetti with a bar.
Let's go.
So we got a charter boat, golden hour. We're going to hit golden hour on the boat, get some pictures for all you photographer guys who love to take pictures of Adam Sandy's shaft and all those other things that are on the island. On the peninsula, not an island, sorry. And, you know, just get some great pictures. Get some of Metal Mike's spaghetti.
Oh, the spaghetti. Can't wait.
Metal Mike is making, like, so I think he said he did two batches of spaghetti for Wobble Me Timbers. And I think he said he's going to do 7 or 8.
Oh, my God.
At least.
Well.
So
we're gonna have food for the weekend, excited. Boys.
And so that's happening Friday. We have a lot of stuff coming on Saturday that we're not ready to drop you just yet. We got to work on a couple other things and do some finalizing, but it's gonna be an absolute action-packed weekend. So if you were debating skipping Friday, do not skip Friday. It's gonna be an absolute baller of a time. The Spirit Squad is already talking about themes, and I just want to say, I get to be on a boat with both of you guys. And when we get to sing, I'm on a boat. Yeah.
Yes. I can't wait because we're going to be screaming that bitch.
The entire fucking time. Also, they do have karaoke options. So buckle the fuck up.
Oh, it's about to get real. I don't think people quite understand what's going to happen. Also, so this boat
is big enough for all of Buzz Bars.
Yes. Also, what other fucking club's got a fucking booze cruise? Just throwing that out there. Just want to make sure everybody knew that.
It actually is.
It literally is a booze cruise.
Whole ass booze cruise.
And also the park has encouraged us to drink. So, you know, a little different from the first stumble of the year that we're going to, which, as a reminder, if you are going to Silver Dollar City, do not drink on premises. Do not bring anything that is against park rules on premises, the parking lot, any of that shit. Don't do it.
Fucking breaks, find you.
Breaks club's rules, you out.
Also,
we aren't messing around with those ones.
We will find you.
We will find you, Butts McGee.
Yes, we will.
I don't know who Butts McGee is. I'm looking at I have Discord open and I see online it says Butts McGee. So I don't know who that is, but whatever. What's up, Butts McGee? Incredible name. I love it. It's awesome. I now need to know who Butts McGee is. Who the fuck is this? Anyways, that was
all right. I love it. All right. What are the news? We got any of your BS out there, Mikey Mike?
Don't be an a-hole at parks.
Yeah.
I think that whole story, we'll just leave it there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some fun stuff happened last week, which we are not. Good to talk about.
We're going to just leave that one there.
Yep. Stop being pieces of shit.
Not deal with it.
Yep. So. Mark, you got anything? BS before we get into the news?
Bitch.
Love it. So this week's news.
Wait, hold on, Mark. You got some great double D's rocking there, bud.
Wait, yes, next time, camera, what are you talking about?
No. Okay, actually, I do have
to be there. Well, riled up.
Y'all set them down. I set them up. I'll knock them down. I
have to BS real quick. And this is, you know, I'm getting a little snobbish here, but like, okay. So I have always been in the mindset that bad pizza is still good pizza because it's pizza.
Yes.
No.
After the recent smorgasbord of pizza that I have been on, with New Haven and that place around here. I don't know if I can say that anymore. I don't know if I can. There's a place that's like a quarter. Oh God, the judgment's here. Hi. Good night. Love you. Like, why are you glaring at me?
Because if you can't be a beer snob, you have to be something snob.
Right.
Snob now. Damn.
Just roasted from the peanut gallery over here. So we got this pizza place. It's like literally I can walk there in like 3 minutes. And I've had their garlic bread before, and that's a sign. Their garlic bread is like not good. It's like it's just not it's not good. Which is really upsetting. But the pizza, I took a bite of, we got cheese and sausage. And I took a bite of the cheese and the entire bit of cheese just slid off the entire pie.
Oh no.
Uh-oh.
And it was like the pieces were too wide. Like I want if I want a big ass piece of pizza, I want Costco pizza. Because Costco pizza fucking slaps.
It does.
And I'm not here for any Costco pizza slander. So I'm ready to get one of those like pizza bags, like pizza like delivery bags, so that way like I can like actually like keep pizzas warm if I go somewhere and get pizza, because like I'm not going to that place again. Even though convenience, it's right there. I gotta have higher standards for myself. So
say welcome to the club, my guy. Finally upgrading yourself from fine with shitty pizza to actually being a snob like me. Welcome. Because Mark's a bitch. Yeah. He'll eat anything. He'll say it's good.
I mean, I will also mow a Little Caesar's pie.
I mean, well, if we're talking about mowing pies.
Listen.
that was for you, Mark.
Listen.
Mark's going to be making a Twinkie later. It's all right. So,
oh my God.
He got it.
Why do you even wait to recording, my guy? Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh my God.
Oh, the news! Perfect. Moving on. we chat about a little bit more. We'll talk about it later. Silver Dollar City is getting fifth testing soon. Carowinds, Project Sparrow, Hyperia finally getting some topped. Mark, you're out of pocket with these things. Canada's Wonderland working on something new. King's Dominion appears to be getting P2025 going too. Montezuma's Revenge is gonna live. Zamperla is teasing. They're teasing us. Adam Sandy, you saucy bastard. And then fan questions.
Do we have good questions this week? I didn't see any good ones.
We had a few good ones in there. It's a little quieter on the question front. It's okay with it. I'm okay with it.
Wednesday's a weird day.
It is. We ask early. You know, people aren't always in that
ask on Instagram, so that's on me.
Yeah, that's okay. It's okay. Busy day. It's Silver Dollar City is holding technical rehearsals for Fire in the Hole this week. So we'll literally be there for technical rehearsals.
On March 30th.
Yes. So I'm hoping this is a lot like Jersey Devil, where we just happen to be in that area and they're like, hey, everybody, come on down. The Price is Right. Yep. So that is my hope. If I don't get it, I'm not crying about it, I think I've only ridden this one. Jesus Christ, come on now. I'm talking. and it is definitely not the king of the roost when it comes to the best rides out there. But that said, I kind of want to see it. Time travel is my whole time travel is really what I'm anxious for. So we'll see how good that boy is. But yeah. Fifth is exciting to see, so. Anything else, John?
No, I know literally nothing about this next topic. So, Mark, go ahead, bud.
Oh, I was hoping one of you guys looked more into it.
Okay, well. Mark, you can talk. It's your birthday. You're the bitch of the group.
Okay. I guess. No, so Carowinds is teasing. Not teasing, no. Someone found the... Was it... fuck. Site plan?
Planning site, yeah. Project Sparrow, proposed renovations to the portion of the existing amusement park. Carowinds fans only posted that one. Else we got anything else fun? Besides Thunder Striker, the fucking worst thing ever.
Oh, isn't it kind of between Thunder Striker, Camp Snoopy, and Afterburn?
I think that's where it was. I'm trying to find through. I'm just looking through basically all the posts about Carowinds, and there's just Carowinds, la 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 la, but nothing. Project Sparrow, that was the first one they talked about. They didn't give me much details on, oh, Love is Blind, your favorite show. Mike, yep. There you go.
Hey, we just finished it.
There you go. All right.
Sick.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Wow, they create YouTube videos fast, don't they? Oh, man, that guy's got a worse hairline than I do. Remember, everybody, once you go bald, shave that shit off.
Yikes.
I'm just throwing it out there.
You know what? Actually, I'm going to pause real quick. I do have more BS, Marcus.
Oh.
And this is directed at you. You're okay. The one who started the Reels Instagram shit posting.
Oh, because I left it?
God, yeah, I made this heinous-ass group. And Marcus fucking leaves it and then immediately sends me three fucking reels.
This bitch.
And they're all worthy of being... This is for, like, the fucked up shit that we just don't want to, like, mass send. We want to send it one spot. And no,
oh, no. You got to remember, I send this to everybody. My college buddies, my friends growing up, coaster buddies.
Yeah, one less click, bro.
Yeah, it's a couple less clicks.
But it's only y'all. Like, what's a couple more clicks? Although I will say I got great feedback from the one talking about that I sent to you guys that I wanted to beat you up in a sexual way. I sent that to everybody. Like,
oh, yeah. Know,
everybody. I think I sent it to Kelly, too. I tell her I love her.
she would absolutely have not looked at it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's okay. I mean, to be fair, anybody that sends me stuff, I never really look at them either. I look at you two and then like a few other people, but that's it.
Well, I love how whenever I go off, like if I'm like, you know, insomnia hits and I'm just scrolling and then I get the message from Mark of what the fuck is wrong with you? And then, then Mark does the exact same thing like 5 minutes later. It's like, oh, Mark's taking a poop.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I might have sent you pooping last night. Just want you to know.
Okay, well, I'm going to re-add you to that group because it's worth being in because there's some heinous shit in there.
Okay, I'll do it.
You need to be in there.
I'm fine. Okay.
You need to be in there. Don't you leave. Don't you leave.
What?
You can't leave.
Sorry, don't I'm trying leave. To get caught up on this Project Sparrow video.
Oh, that's why I was on Reddit. I was like, why did I go to Reddit? So apparently, that sounds like a family coaster to me.
Maybe.
Personally. Oh my Project Paris. Okay, what do we got? Breaking news. Oh, God, that's fucking loud.
And that Dinosaurs Alive plot is pretty sizable. What if they're doing like a Big Bear Mountain type ride.
That's possible. Marcus. Yeah.
Marcus. Marcus.
That's for me and you boys.
That's heinous.
That is. Yeah. Let me see. I'm looking at an overlay right now. There's Afterburn Water Park. Still got a pretty good area. This is where they were doing construction last year. Gosh, they don't have a lot of space, though. They'd have to really break down some extra stuff around the park.
Yeah, because like internally, I mean, they have that big ass the Palladium, as it were. That's right next to the entrance that we all know about. I've never ever heard of or seen used.
Yeah, that and the water ride. Wasn't the water ride closed?
Yeah, I think that's and that's that same spot. So that actually wouldn't be a bad spot for a Vekoma. I'm just throwing it out there. that actually wouldn't be a bad area. They do have a lot of storage back there, so I don't know. But yeah, if that water park or that water ride kind of shits the bed and they want to put more focus on the water park, then that would make a lot of sense to tear that bad boy out. And they could definitely squeeze something new in there. So I'd like that. You can't do something big, though. That's not maybe you could. You know, if you tore down that water ride, something like as big as Nighthawk, because that space is about the same size.
Mm-hmm. Dude, they just did a full refurb on Nighthawk. They're not tearing that out.
Oh, no. I'm not saying they're tearing out Nighthawk, just that the size of Nighthawk is about the size of the space of that water ride. So
okay.
That footprint could fit well with some rides out there. So
yeah. They could always build a mock water coaster.
They 100% could. Hey, look, two birds, one stone. Look at that.
Yep, just like a Ford Explorer in what country is that one in? The Fjord Explorer in Norway. It just tested. Did you guys see that?
Not yet. No. I saw people were posting about it, but I didn't see it.
Literally, they called the ride Ford Explorer, which is incredible.
That's great.
The Fjord Explorer. With the wave turn, right, Mark?
Yes, that alleged wave turn.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly.
You know what you forgot to put on the news? Or did we talk about this week? I don't remember.
Go ahead.
Or last week. Moving on, because we don't know shit yet, so we can just kind of let this roll. Skyrush new trains.
Something decently big sounds like it's coming. We talked about that last week, didn't we?
Did we?
No.
It dropped on Friday.
It dropped on Friday. Yeah. No, we did. We
talked about it.
Yeah, we talked about it. What dropped on Friday?
Shit. That was literally the
logo for the show.
Oh, my God.
First time.
You silly sausage.
You goose. What dropped on Friday? Some news dropped on Friday. I forget what it was.
Was it Montezuma?
Yes. That's what it was. Yeah, zoomy. Let's moving on though. Hyperia is getting topped. Nice, Mike.
So this thing is going to be trimmed to fucking hell.
I hate it, but I look at that drop and I go, oh, that could be a great fucking drop.
So here's my other thought. That drop is the same as like the Skyrocket twos.
Yeah. So if you guys saw what I posted on the on Twitter, right?
Probably not, because I don't pay attention to what you post.
It's okay. You're beautiful. The drop trains. Angle. Yeah. No. The drop's going to be great no matter what. If those trains are shit, then it won't be that good.
They're mock trains, so they will be.
Well, maybe somehow it works. I don't know.
I mean, that feels like one you got to ride in the first 2 years. Otherwise, it's going to be rattly as fuck.
Yeah, I have a feeling that may be the case if you don't get it early. Mm-hmm. Mocks do that, kind
of. Dude, I mean, the Voltron POV literally shows it rattling on the first fucking ride.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
No. Yes.
No.
Okay. I'm going to watch this POV again because, like, of Hyperia.
I don't understand the drop physically. Like, I have no idea what that drop is going to feel like.
It's going to feel like a Skyrocket 2. That's 100% what it's going to feel like. People are overhyping this drop.
I don't know.
But it's beyond vertical.
The whip on that? The train's a lot longer, significantly longer.
Yeah.
Beyond vertical.
It is beyond vertical. You're getting back rows on that? You're going to whip hard over that. That's ejected.
I have a feeling it's going to they're going to put slap some trims on that drop, and it's not going to do that much.
I don't know if it's going to be the drop, though. I'm hoping not the drop. If they trim the drop, fucking goodbye. I'm fucking...
They're going to trim the drop. I fucking guarantee it.
Maybe in year two.
Nah, but no. the exit of that turnaround immediately after is a pretty broad crest, so you got to be taking that with a decent amount of speed.
Yeah, you can't really go slow through the second half, so they may sacrifice the beginning half being a little more strong to allow it to complete the circuit, because if it's going too slow the rest of the circuit, one, the ride will suck, but two, they'll have constant rollbacks, which would be the worst at that spot. Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's right.
I really, really think it's... I'm so convinced it's either going to feel like a Skyrocket 2 or it's going to be uber trimmed.
My hope is that drop is going to be like the... Not the stall, the Hyperion turnaround. Ugh, what's it called? The thing?
The Hyperion dive loop thing?
Yes, dive loop. I hope it'll act like that, because that dive loop's pretty legit.
Oh, that dive loop's fucking awesome.
Now, that is an Inamon, and it's going at speed through that, so obviously slightly different. But if it rides even similar to that, I think it'll be good.
I think people are overhyping that drop. I am in the... It's going to be a shitty drop.
I got you. Listen, baby, I appreciate you. I appreciate
you. And Go England trying to have a train coaster blend into the sky and having it white, because we all know you don't have clear skies, so dumb. You should have painted it Tuesday gray.
That's rude.
Is it?
I mean, no, but that's still rude.
Yeah, maybe.
I gotta say, though, this is probably the first ride that truly feels cartoonish.
Yeah. Feels like some dude made this shit in...
No Limits.
Fucking No Limits, yeah.
Or like it seems like the roller coaster you would see in a cartoon. Like, think back to the roller coaster in Rocket Power or SpongeBob.
There you go. Found it.
I love it.
it lives in a pineapple under the sea.
Yes, it does.
Moving on. No, Mark, I have no idea what the hell this is. Canada's Wonderland, already working on a large project. What is this?
Yeah, so the immediate thing that they're doing, the obvious thing, is they're moving the entrance further into the parking lot. It's actually the new booths are in the lines are being built under Leviathan's Overbaked Turnaround.
Okay.
There was that like grassy wooded area where the turnaround sat. It was kind of like a little island in the middle of everything.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking the booths and that cramped entryway, moving it back underneath the turnaround. So a lot more space to breathe there. But then also, they're removing, what was it, Extreme Skyfly or whatever, the Sky Coaster. That's basically right next to the entrance, in between the old entrance buildings and Flight Deck. Is it Flight Deck? Yes, Flight Deck. The SLC.
So I don't remember.
Yep. So you've got the entrance space. You've got... where the Sky Coaster was, and then they're already cutting holes in Wonder Mountain. They've got one in the front, I believe it was, or maybe it's an existing maintenance tunnel, but they're reinforcing the shit out of it. And then on the back side of the mountain, kind of in the vicinity of Vortex, they've also cut another hole, dug a trench, and they're already pouring footers in that trench.
Hmm. Interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it seems like it's a fairly large scale ride interacting with the mountain all the way up to the entrance. Definitely a possible, feasible plot of land, because if you don't remember, there's that area basically in between the mountain and flight deck where there's really nothing there.
Yeah.
It's maybe just a few old buildings and some trees. So easy to cut that all out and build a path for another roller coaster. Then considering that they cut the hole in the backside of the mountain and they're pouring footers there, you're going to get more layout or footprint behind the mountain as well in the back of the park. So you really have a footprint from the entrance almost to the back of the park. So pretty sizable plot of land.
Hmm. Okay. Interesting.
Good. I don't think it's good enough to have me come back. I'll be honest with you.
Honestly, they got to remove a lot for me to go back.
Yeah. Maybe we can get Amusement Insiders to convince us to come back.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm just throwing it out.
I'll go back. It's only 4 hours away.
Yeah, it's like seven or eight for me, so fuck you.
Hey, first of all, rude.
You're like the same as me because you can just go through Detroit.
Detroit? D-Riot?
D-Riot.
No, I'd go through Buffalo.
Oh, so we'd go the same way, just like we did last time, but you just drove to me first.
Yeah.
How far is Connect McFuckland?
Connect McFuckland.
Jesus Christ.
You are a small Canadian woman, so to be fair.
Yeah. Yeah, it's 7 hours and 15 minutes to get there.
There you go.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Sucks to suck. You can get to Canada in 20 minutes.
Cool.
I mean, it's Canada. You also do live in Michigan, so to be fair.
Yeah. So let's not act like you're better than us because you live in fucking Michigan, bro.
Bitch, if I wanted to, I could go get poutine right now.
Okay, cool.
You deserve a whole cookie, my guy.
Yes,
not I just do. Half a cookie, a whole cookie.
With milk.
Is that what you call making poutine?
Moving on. Wait, did we talk about King's Dominion yet?
They're building something too. What the fuck?
Yep. Yep. They got equipment on site. They're starting ground prep soon. So, yeah, that's basically all it is. So very likely you've got three major Cedar Fair investments with King's Dominion, Canada's Wonderland, and Carowinds. So that's going to be a fun trip or two trips.
Mm-hmm.
Plus we're going to talk about Montezuma soon, but that may very well be a 2025 ride as well. So you got a fourth coaster there.
Right. Hey, maybe we'll be selfish and have a stumble at one of those parks next year.
Maybe.
Maybe. We'll wait till later in the season, though, because, you know.
Yeah.
Obviously. You know. Obviously.
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 Moving on.
Moving the fuck on. Montezuma's Revenge. Were you already talking about this before I interrupted you, Mark?
Yeah.
Okay, so apparently I might live again. Who fucking knows?
Yeah, the
Premier,
park
maybe.
The park posts about it on social media a couple days ago, so seems like they're recommitted to preserving the ride, but we'll see.
Yeah,
anything like Psyche Underground, it's going to be butthole now, and not as in like good butthole, like bad butthole.
There's a difference.
I don't know, bro. I don't know.
I mean, butthole, butthole. At the end of the day,
butthole's butthole. Like, it's a starfish. Like, it's going to be a starfish shitty ride. So, so hold on, Montezuma's Revenge. I'm going to go to the shit analogy real quick.
Oh, no.
Okay. Is when you take a dump, it's a clean, it's a Casper, it's a one wiper, one and done, you're out. You're out the door.
Casper.
Yeah, it's a ghost wipe. If this is like Psyche Underground, it's just like, it's like the fucking point of a Sharpie, man. It's just ongoing. You're halfway through a roll of toilet paper and you're like, fuck it, I'm just gonna take a shower. Like, it's gonna be doo-doo.
I can see that. I can see that.
I'm letting you work, man. I ain't saying anything. I'm just letting you work.
You're letting me work. Fuck you.
Let you burn your own bridge. All right. Lastly, I also missed this one. Zamperla teasing something Axis-like.
Yeah, share that with the class, Mark.
Oh, you guys didn't see this?
No, we did not see this.
No.
So they've got a video. I think it was on Instagram. It's a pair of seats on some sort of mounting contraption thing. And then the seats start spinning one way, and then they start spinning the other way. Obviously, it's motorized. Is that just as a prototype? Who knows? Is it necessarily going to be for a roller coaster? Who knows? It could be a flat ride. It could be something like the air race things with the flappy arm things.
Is it Zamperla rides or Zamperla coasters? Where did you see this, sir?
Man, I don't remember.
Well, oh, there it is. It's Zamperla rides, by the way. So fuck you.
I was under coasters. God damn it.
I was too. Okay. Oh, yep.
Yeah, it looks pretty fun, doesn't it?
Man, they should put that on the back of fucking Sandy's Shaft Top Thrill 2. Put the back car spinning like that. Listen.
Imagine going wow. That's kind of crazy. Imagine that being upside down 420 feet in the air. Going over the top like that.
Get it.
That'd be wild. Yeah, especially if that's controlled. And like when you start rotating, going up the tower, then it just inverts you. Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Just Top Thrill 3 right there, baby.
It's that an back option. Car is gonna, let's go.
That back car is going to get inverted as you go over. Who needs to, you know, invert, have it be an inverted top hat? There you go. Words.
Bless you. Thank you.
There you go. Casper, the friendliest ghost.
All right. And that's it for news. Nothing else crazy going on. So it's a little bit of a quieter week, which is okay. Nothing wrong with it.
I mean, that was actually a pretty busy news week recently. I mean, comparatively to
how it's been. Yeah, no, definitely.
I love how we actually have news and then we're like, yeah, fuck it. Let's just roll through this real quick. Let's talk about shit.
Hey, that was all you. That's you,
my guy.
That was all you.
You're the one playing with Marcus. Talking about poutine.
Exactly.
And Twinkies, and what's a Twinkie, what's a poutine? Like, bro, we get it. So, there was also another teaser video, but for the F1 track, Kadaya, that showed off a little bit of a teaser video of Falcon's flight, which, stop fucking overhyping this. Stop overhyping this. Stop overhyping this. Stop overhyping this. It's gonna be fun, but it's not gonna be that good.
Yeah, so, people thinking world beater are they're very overzealous.
Yep. Yeah.
So, is it gonna be fun? Interesting? New? Different? Yeah. But is it going to be that good? Come on now, guys.
Yeah. Chill. That's not going to be.
I'd love to be surprised. I'll tell you that.
It's not going to be all that in a bag of potato chips.
Yeah, but the likelihood of being surprised, pretty low.
Yeah. Yep. So speaking of which, Wallen Ballen started us off this week. Speaking of the biggest simp for Falcon's Flight out there. What park in America would you want to build an Exa coaster, which is apparently the name that Intamin has given that brand of coaster of that height, is an Exa coaster?
Worlds of Fun.
Bro.
Fuck it. Skip three levels. Let's go all the way up.
Oh my god. You know what actually would be good? And I don't even say this like being facetious, is Glenwood Caverns.
That would they could be pull it off
with the mountain.
They definitely could.
Maybe.
Yeah. It's also, I don't even see it listed on their website, so
Who?
Under their intimate of their ride.
Oh, types. Yeah. They're slow to update their website historically, yeah. From what I've seen. Yeah.
Well, they have the surf ride bullshit on there, so.
They do.
I don't know. Interesting. Yeah.
All right.
Mark, where would you want to see one go?
I don't know if I would want to see one at Glenwood, but like you said, they definitely could leverage the terrain to their advantage.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Magic Mountain could pull it off because they have the terrain as well.
Just literally the gears returning on Magic Mountain there.
But I don't want to be a simp, so.
Yes, you do.
I mean,
how about that park down, was it Venezuela or Argentina that was supposed to build the Morgan Giga?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I remember that one.
Yeah, there was a park down in, it was either Venezuela or Argentina, and they had, at the very least, plans. They might have even signed a contract with Morgan. They were going to build a Giga Coaster from Morgan, like Steel Dragon 2000.
Huh.
And then it just fell apart.
Interesting. I know literally nothing of this.
Yeah, you didn't, I'm surprised.
No, I have no. When was this?
Long time ago.
It was like early to mid 2000s. It was one of those projects where they were like trying to get like all the permits and all the approvals to build at the site it was supposed to be at, and it just took so long the project fell apart.
Hmm. Yeah, I know nothing what you're talking about. Interesting.
Hmm. There you go. All right. Next question. Mike with the mullet wanted to know, who do you think will eat the most cinnamon bread this weekend? I haven't had some in a couple of years, so I'm definitely taking some Lowe's. I'll tell you that right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, 100%. Definitely get some Lowe's in there.
I mean, honestly, I think it's going to be mullet that eats the most.
I can see him getting nice and fuzzy with it. Be a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, who did that? Well, that's it. There you go. Okay. Is that it?
Zach asks, whose karaoke are you most excited for?
So my daughter is coming, obviously. So Mark, you get to see Zoe again for the first time in a while.
Oh no.
What?
I know why Mike got up.
Oh no. Is he dropping it like it's hot?
Oh no.
Oh no. Are we going to be missing Mike for a while? Oh no, we are.
We might have a goat imminent.
Oh, that's the last thing I wanted to hear. The Lord. So, wait, fuck, lost the things. Yeah, fuck it. We're moving on. List of reasons why Silver Dollar City and Branson are superior to Dollywood and Pigeon Forge. So, that's a little bit hot. I like Pigeon Forge significantly better than Branson.
Yep.
But I also like Silver Dollar City significantly more than Dollywood. That may be a little bit of a hotter take than one over the other. But Pigeon Forge is just more, I'd say more, not more down to earth, but just one of those places that you're just comfortable with. Yeah, just comfortable it's, with.
It seems slightly easier to navigate.
Yes, no, 100%. You are, Pigeon Forge and is harder because of the it's in a big valley. Well, Branson's almost on that plain. So it's a little easier actually at Branson because of all the stuff going on in Branson's layout. You're gross. You're disgusting. Wash yourself. Dickhead. Take a shower.
Asshole.
I didn't do anything.
Oh, no. That's what it was. You fucking goat. But yeah, I think Sildarcy is better, and then Pigeon Forge is better. So, yeah.
I figured it out. Pigeon Forge is built for the amount of people it gets. Branson is not.
It is not. What are you doing?
Don't worry about it.
He's being a pervert.
I'm taking a picture of your goat.
He's being a turbot.
You turbot. You turbot.
Hey, Mark, I was going to tell you, you had two choices.
Uh-oh.
It depended on your behavior for this podcast.
Uh-oh.
And, well, unfortunately, you just made a decision, sir. So... fucking hell. Okay, Mark, you did this to yourself. Enjoy, sir. Oh, happy birthday, bitch. Check your phone, motherfucker.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I don't want to know. Did you also send this to me? Or is,
no.
Is that his Christmas gift?
That's his Christmas gift. Here. Actually, you know what? I will send it to you.
I don't want it. No, whatever it is.
You want it. You want it.
You want it. You want it.
You want it. You want it.
You want to see what it looks like now.
Just unhinged. So what are we comparing or what are we talking about right now?
Silver Dollar City and Dollywood and Pigeon Forge and Branson.
Okay. yeah, hold on. There we go. There we go. Okay, you ready to see it, Mark? And Marcus?
Yep.
Yes.
There you go.
I hate you.
You're a hoe.
There's still 58 minutes left of your birthday, bud.
Oh, no. You gave him ideas. Mark, don't give him ideas.
Okay. I don't know. I love both areas so much, but I think I like Silver Dollar City better. Even though it's... both of them are so fucking difficult to get to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the worst part about both of them. It's just hard to get there. You're mm-hmm. happy when you're there, but just getting there is such a pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's why I didn't get to the Dollywood stumble. And I mean, hell, even this stumble was in some ways kind of hit or miss if I couldn't get a good flight because I wasn't going to drive that far. So, yeah.
Yep. Well, hey, I'm going to try that new peach cinnamon bread that they got, though.
Mm. Peach? I'm going to have to ask
you. I think it's peach. I think it's peach. Hold on.
Moving to the country.
I am gonna fuck up some cinnamon bread, though. Moving to the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. Yeah, they got those skillets. Ooh, and their chips. Mm. Delicious. funnel cakes. Holy shit. Yeah, there's a lot of good food at this park. So. Mm-hmm. Lots of good food, so we'll be eating good. Same for Dollywood, though. But
yeah, I mean, honestly, they're relatively close parks when you could compare what they're like. But
yeah,
I'm also just a personal fan of my experiences that I've had at Silver Dollar City compared to Dollywood. But that's just a personal thing. So
yeah.
All right, moving on. What's the next Inman? Thank you, Nate. To get Zamperlin.
Awesome.
I mean, if it'd be anything, it'd be King Dakar, right?
Yeah.
You would think.
I mean, Six Flags won't do it because they already blow all their money on fucking El Toro, but.
I can see them doing Accelerator.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, that could be it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't
even
need...
though they kind of just dumped a bunch of money into it, but still,
that they did. But yeah, I mean, let's be honest. How often have we seen that happen, and then that didn't matter at all, right? They still did. They still change it after. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mike?
Yeah. I'm just, yeah. I could see both of those pretty easily. I'm just waiting for the 208 of El Toro to happen. And then them fix the structure while they're at it. So, or maybe like gravity group at the structure. You never know.
Oh, that's actually a little more exciting. I'll take
that. Did y'all see the photos of Compound's cat?
No.
No.
Yeah, I think it was Gravity Group shared photos of Compound's cat.
Well, you know, I saw the rendering of...
Oh, no, I did see that. Yes, yes, yes.
I saw the rendering of Bobcat.
That too, yeah.
Yes, the rendering and the actual pictures. Yeah, yeah, I saw both those. It's looking pretty good. I mean, it's not going to be a world beater, but it'll be a good time.
Dude, I did not realize Bobcat was 60 feet tall.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's going to be such a fun ride.
Yeah, it's not a tall boy. I'm hoping.
No, I'm saying that's taller than I expected.
Really? Oh, I thought that. Yeah. No. I mean, anything under 100, you wonder. But I mean, it's how tall is fucking shit, Kentucky Flyer?
I don't know,
42 feet.
Is this? Oh my gosh! I didn't know it was that short.
Mm-hmm.
Kentucky Flyer.
I think Rorosaurus is
47.
Okay, so a little bigger than
the Flyer. Okay.
Also, I see them with that Trick Track double up.
Mm-hmm.
Bobcat's got something going for it, man. I think it's gonna be a surprise.
Yep. I'm gonna have to make my way back to Great Escape.
Making my way downtown.
Damn it, that means I'm gonna have to go back to Great Escape.
I mean, I'm trying to get there, so.
Speaking of parks that are hard to get to.
I was wondering how you're going to finish that sentence off. Go ahead.
Yeah.
No, that's it. It's just.
it's only 4 hours for me to get there. That's not bad.
No, that's a good weekend trip. Just to go, enjoy some time there.
We did it last year, but we also went to Montreal, which was really fucking stupid. You know what's not terribly far from there? I mean, it's 2.5 hours, so not terribly far from there. Alchemist.
Actually, yeah, you're right.
And that's not very far. And then Burlington has a bunch of breweries. Ooh.
Burlington's a nice looking city, too. Never been, of course, but.
Yeah. Also, there's some other half up in that area in the Finger Lakes, so, you know, we might have to do a wobble up there sometime.
You never know.
You never know.
Mm-hmm.
How far? Wait, hold on. Now I'm fucking curious.
Are you looking at flights now?
Huh? No, I'm looking at drive. Flags New England. Oh, what the fuck? Six Flags New England, A Great Escape is only 220.
Mm-hmm. I told you I've done both of those in one day, right?
No.
Yeah. Me and Steve, good old UC, back in the Coastal Forest days. We, in the morning, we drove up to Great Escape, did it, came back.
Maybe I know I've heard this story, but like, I literally didn't care when you told me before and I'm going to forget again, but yeah.
I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
That's when I rode the OG Superman and when it was fucking amazing. Yeah. It was immediately in my top five and not anymore because the fucking nipple restraints.
Pretty soon that those restraints are going to turn into a choker. Like they're going to be at your neck.
This is going to be holding you in.
How'd that go, man?
That'll be Mike's favorite ride.
Yeah. Oh, shit. How's that taste? A little salty?
Mark with the rare zinger.
That's not rare. He just popped it off a little bit. It's pretty hot. I appreciate the Mark zinger. Oh, Mark comes
that was
out
a good one. That was a good one. Yeah.
Thank you.
That was good. I appreciate that.
Zach, want to know who's. Wait, did we already answer the who's karaoke you're most excited for?
No.
Oh, I never answered that one. My daughter, actually. She has. If she'll sing, so as we know, as you guys know, Zoe is an interesting young lady. She has a song. She is interesting. She made me say one of my favorites. What's it called? Oh, no, that's not it. Hold on. Wait. What's it called? Fucking shit.
I've never heard that song.
Yeah, fucking shit. Oh, that's why I was looking in the wrong spot. Hold on. Wait, where is it? Hold on. What? Where did it go? Did I unfavorite it? Please tell me I did, because that was a fucking annoying ass song.
Taylor Swift.
No. It is... Holy shit, where is it? Oh, man. See, now I'm annoyed, because I don't know what that song is. Oh, I'm still on life. God damn it. Fucking... Ugh. Hold on, I'll get there. I'll get there, I swear.
Well, while you're doing that, I have a special song that I'm singing for Mark. Ooh, if he doesn't know about.
All right, shut up. I know what it is. Woody Walk by Kyle Exum.
I don't know what that is.
Who?
You'll hear it. Kyle Exum.
I feel really old.
Yeah, don't worry. I didn't fucking know what it was either. And by the way, both of my preteen and preteen daughters know the song, which is bothered me a little bit.
Woody Walk?
Woody Walk, yes.
Like Woody the Woodpecker Walk?
It's got no Woody from Toy Story.
Yep. What the fuck is this?
Just listen to the beginning of it and then you'll be like, oh. There you go. Now imagine my 12 and 10 year old girls singing this in the car. Wait, did you get there? Did you get going?
It's starting now.
Okay, let's do it. That beat drop, you hear that yet?
Yeah. I'm not there yet.
I'll wait for it. It'll surprise you. I feel, when I first heard this, I was like, oh my God, my kids are getting old. You there? You good? You had to hear this song by now.
I hate everything.
Yep, that's Zoe's favorite song right now. So she knows that word for word almost all the way through. So, yay.
I hate everything. Oh my God.
Kids these days. Yeah, both the girls know that song all the way through. As Zoe says, that was going to be her walk up song if we had it during softball this year. So.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
I hate everything. So I have a special song I'm going to sing for Mark that the only person who knows about it is Meg.
Where are you?
No.
I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's better than that, and you're not even going to guess it, Mark, because it's not hitting the genre. So you're welcome.
Happy birthday, Mr. Cry. President.
It's not your birthday. Well,
happy birthday.
It's going to be Animals Mr. by Nickelback. Friz-
Listen, I will belt me some Nickelback.
Oh gosh, this is gonna turn into one of those parties.
Yes.
Then my dad outside the car, you got the weird. Fucking that song is wild. Got two hands on my gears. I fucking Nickelback, man.
I hate Nickelback.
Just go jerk off and like write a normal song, please.
What?
Yeah, you heard me.
What?
Nickelback is the horniest band in existence.
What?
I don't need to elaborate.
Yes, you do. What?
Why do I need to elaborate on that? Listen Please. To the song Animals.
I've heard some songs.
Okay, hold on.
Oh no.
You're gonna make me do this, aren't you?
I always make you do it, baby doll.
Okay. Are you ready for this?
Wait a minute, what did I just say? Hold on.
I don't think you're ready for what I'm about to have to do to you.
Oh.
Are you ready?
Yes, are you?
This
are you,
is where is the every, goat comes from.
Is everybody in?
Is everybody in? I just got a text to be quiet because I'm too loud. So,
How dare you? How dare you? You run this house.
I'm driving black on black. Just got my license back. I got this feeling in my veins. This train is coming off the track. I'll ask polite if the devil needs a ride.
because the angel, and I can't even do this with a straight face, because the angel on my right ain't hanging out with me tonight. I'm driving past your house while you were sneaking out. I got the car door opened so you can jump in on the run. Your mom don't know that you were missing. She'd be pissed if she could see the parts of you that I've been kissing, screaming. Tune in next week for the next verse of Animals by Nickelback.
So please, everybody, make sure you check Mike fucking spoken word singing Nickelback off of your Junkrat joke card. Because that is the last thing I expected and or wanted to hear on this lovely podcast. But now, I, you know, when people say, and I get it when people say we go off topic often, but then, you know, this is just proof positive that that is just fact. You okay? Are you okay? Are you broken? He's broken. We heard him.
He's fucking broken.
He's out.
I'm cracking myself up, and everyone just skipped that whole 3 minute bit. Oh, give me your request next week for who you want me to spoken word.
That'll be in questions next week. You got what should Mike sing? Moving on, sweet Jesus.
Moving on. That was heinous.
Have either of you ridden Infinity Falls? Silver Dollar?
So theirs is Mystic River Falls.
Same thing.
So we all did Infinity Falls together.
Yes, we did.
Which was a giggly time.
Yes.
I've not done Mystic River, and if it's open, I'm riding it this weekend.
100%.
Yep.
I will go back to the car and change.
Yep.
Yes, I will go back and change.
Oh, so yeah, we can't even make this comparison, Erica, because we haven't been on Mystic yet.
Yep.
It looks like they're both fun, really. I mean, at the end of the day, Infinity was a good time.
The drop on Mystic looks incredible.
Yes, yes.
So I wish I had my Street Shark shirt to wear for the event, so that way I could, you know, represent the streets and the sharks.
You say you're representing what? The streets
and the sharks, the Street Sharks, my guy.
I did not hear the first part of that. All I heard was you're representing the streets. And I'm like, you, sir, are not representing any streets.
I'm representing the cul-de-sac, motherfucker.
Yes. Cul-de-sac with white picket fences all the way down it is the Mike streets.
Weeds, that the show Weeds, Little Boxes on the Hilltop, Little Boxes. That's like the streets I represent. Okay. Anyways, moving on. Carl, why are you like this?
I skipped the Carl one already.
Oh, you did? Okay, never mind. Sorry, Carl. Do better next week. Carl, here's what I'm going to tell you. Don't sell yourself short with these type of questions.
Yes, you have some great better. Ones, Carl.
You have great questions. Don't lower yourself to this standard.
Show who's going to be the rootinest, tootinest cowpoke in the city this weekend.
Whoever's Tim with the Malort.
Yeah, I fucking, by the way, love Tim.
Tim is going to go hard because he's going to be Malorted up.
Yes, and he's going to miss Top Thrill Stumble too, so he's.
That sucks that he's going to miss that one.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a few people that are going to miss Top Thrill Stumble, but we're going to have a lot of new people there, so.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, to be fair, as we all know, smaller stumbles can be a blast as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Get to know more people on smaller guys. So, all right.
Who do you guys think is going to be the Rudy Tootiest?
Christian Furtiest. John Mike by far.
Oh shit, Jake.
Jake is he's got people, friends with him. Got to show himself off a little bit. I think John's going to go a little fun this weekend.
Okay, who does the most Jello shots?
Allison again, because she's going to be drunk as shit.
I might have my money on Kelly.
Oh, hey.
Mm.
I might have. Wait, let me check to see if it's legal in Missouri. Missouri child drinking law. No, I'm joking.
Bro.
Technically, so for education, if you supervise your child partaking in an alcoholic beverage, it is not illegal in the state of Ohio. But you have to be present, and you have to be the one providing it yourself.
Do not give her Malort.
Yeah. Oh, God, no. I also think it's illegal in the state of Missouri, so I wouldn't do it.
Give her Jaeger.
I wouldn't do it anyway. She's actually asked in the past for, like, what does beer taste like? Because she knows me and M drink it from time to time, and then us.
Yeah.
So I'm like, it's not great, babe. You're not going to like it. But I did say, next time I have a sour, I'll let her get a sip just to see the flavor. Because sours obviously taste better, but yeah, knowing what she drinks, she'll be like, ew.
So what was great was Ben came over when I was drinking that hop tea earlier. He's like, is that one of your smelly drinks? I was like, do you want to smell them? He's like, ew, that's disgusting. I was like, it's Citra. Citra's disgusting. I was like, no, sir, it's not. And then Amelia's like, is that your Beal? And I'm like, no, it's not beer. It's tea. And then she's like, it stinks. I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I love the smell of Citra, though.
No, it does smell pretty good, actually. John's got a good one. Movie edition. Fuck, Mary, Kill. The Goonies, Stand By Me, and The Sandlot. Number one, fuck Stand By Me, Kill It. Movie's overrated and shit.
Yep.
Number one. Goonies, I'm fucking.
Yep.
I'm marrying the shit out of Sandlot. God dear movie right there.
Okay. So I know this one's going to get me a lot of fucking hate.
Oh, here we fucking go. If you don't like Sandlot, you're off the show.
So by the way, I'm marrying Sandlot.
Okay, good. Good. That's good. That's okay. I'll take that one. I'll take that one. The other two, I can understand certain takes depending on how you grew up. Go ahead.
But I'll fuck Stand By Me simply as a pity fuck. Because the hatred I have for the Goonies knows no bounds. That is one of the worst movies ever. It's dog shit. It's not fun. It's not exciting. It's shit. It's garbage. It's ass. It's ass McTitties. It's the one-ply toilet paper ripping while you wipe your shitty butt. It is literally one of the worst movies of all time.
Who hurt
you? Don't even bring Goonies up near me.
Who hurt you?
That movie fucking sucks. You know what other movie? Do I want to bring the smoke right now?
Bring it on.
You want to know another movie that's extremely overrated that needs to, you know, just go in a hole and bury itself and never come back? Christmas Story.
I'm with it.
A Christmas Story needs to go away.
I was okay with it for a while, and then Emily never listens to the show. Her family's big on watching Christmas Story every Christmas, and I have grown to hate that movie even more than I did before. Not a fan of it. So I'm like, I can watch it, but like, I'm not going to be interested in it. I've seen it once. There's a lot better Christmas movies out there, number one. So, you know, there's no need to be all up in that grill, but
I mean, Die Hard exists, so clearly there's better Christmas movies.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why people had this affinity for that movie all of a sudden.
It's TV. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. It's played it every Christmas as a filler movie, and then
it was convenient. Yeah.
Yeah. And fucking what channel plays it all day fucking TBS. Every Christmas? Fuck you.
TBS.
Mm-hmm. Fuck you, TBS.
Mm-hmm. Also, fuck you, TBS, because you show commercials for your shows while the shows are on.
That's TBS.
It's like the worst thing ever. It's so bad.
That sounds like TBS right there.
That's a very TBS move.
Yep. All right. What was your... Oh, yeah, you're killing Goonies. What'd you say with Sandlot? You're marrying Sandlot?
Yeah, I'm marrying Sandlot. Hardcore, gotcha. Parkour.
All right, Mark, what you got?
Same as you, Marcus.
I love it. There you go. Yep. Gary! Is there going to be an off-season spinoff of this podcast called The Drunk Diners next year?
Man, you wish.
I mean,
drive-ins and dives.
Drunk dive-ins and dives.
You know Gary's going to be on that show if you do that, the drunk diners. Just call it Waffle House.
My God.
Call it the drunk waffles.
Why?
Why not?
Why are you like this?
Baby, I've always been like this. You just didn't know.
I know.
His second question, who's the most likely to wake up in the woods after the decades party on Friday?
Hopefully nobody.
Mullet. Hopefully nobody.
Mullet. Definitely. Mullet. Yep.
It's going to be Mullet.
Yep. Scrooge, take your top three coasters, rename each one to something offensive and vulgar. How would you theme them based on the new name? Oh, man. Offensive and vulgar. Listen, we may have to save that one, Scrooge. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
We've been pretty offensive and vulgar. I think we have a limit. Do we have a limit on the show? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't think we do. No, we don't have limits. We've talked about sucking a whole dick on here before, so.
I mean, we've been talking about different buttholes tonight, too, so like.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. Let's not act like we're, you know, above some just bullshittery.
Yeah. Zach, this question wasn't answered because Mike disconnected because he has bad internet. Which park would be the most fun to have a large-scale capture the flag or paintball game in?
What did I say last week?
Yeah, I think you said, was it Carowinds or King's Dominion?
No.
Or King's Island. Were we talking about that? I think I might have said King's Island.
You probably did because you're a simp.
What?
You love you some King's Island, my guy.
Yeah, clearly. After it took me 4 years to get the Mystic Timbers after I lived an hour and a half away.
Mm-hmm. Your love for that park shows no bounds.
Yes. Only we can get unblocked. I digress. Go ahead.
I'm trying to think. What did I say? Mark, what's yours?
Probably like Indiana Beach.
Wouldn't be a bad one.
We want in a big park or a little park?
I'd say
something in paintball.
Yeah.
Like paintball to capture the flag.
By the way, they do have a paintball course in Branson, if you wanted to know.
Nice.
I'm just saying.
I did paintballing once when I was like 8.
I did like it 10 or something. Like 3 or 4 years ago.
Nice. Pretty cool.
Yeah, I like it.
I'm trying to think. Like,
a big park would be more interesting simply because of the strategery that needs to be done. Especially if you can get a lot of people in it.
You know, it feels like kind of like a shitty thing to do at a park. So I think of a park that's kind of shitty would be a good fit. Knoebels.
And King's Island, too. Exactly. See, that's why I picked
it. Because you can hide in like the fucking trees and it's all dirt. So like, what's it going to fucking matter if you get paint on something that's just going to look like the side of their building anyways?
Yeah.
That's kind of fucked up. I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, dick.
Yeah, now Knoebels. Knoebels is it. Knoebels is it.
There you go. I'd also say if you could get those electric guns from Starship Troopers, that'd be a good time. Shotguns that don't hurt, but they hurt. Oh, yeah. I'd love to play capture flag like that. That'd be a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Rico.
You're an idiot. Mark, where are you playing capture the flag?
Indiana Beach.
Oh, shit. I forgot you said that. My bad.
You're paying attention.
He did say that last week. What did I say last week?
What did you say?
I don't know. Did I say like Disneyland? I said Disneyland.
Oh.
Well. Oh. Yeah, that'd be pretty good too.
You could hide a lot of places.
I'd love to just shoot all the Disney adults in there. That too. Yeah. And Disney adults.
Just a closed paintball game. All the rides you can, like, all the dark rides you can walk on, like inside, like the tracks and like hide and shit and just murk some people.
Yeah.
With paintballs, clearly.
I'd love that. That'd be so much fun.
Yeah. And then you could really hide the flag somewhere pretty intricate too.
Yeah. It's a small world because nobody want to fucking go in there. I don't want to listen to it. God damn it.
You guys are all doing that. I'm in Club 33 drinking a false idol because clearly they have false idol in Club 33 because it's elite and
of course they do.
Exclusive. So
there you go.
Yep. I'm riding with that one and I'm going to stick with that forever. Dumb. Anyways, moving on. Peterson asks, why isn't Six Flags Kadaya building an Intamin family coaster called Sparrow's Flight? Why did I even read that fucking question?
Moving on.
If you want us to do better, and by us I mean me, do better with your questions, please. And also, Nate, I'm just going to say it right now. No, I will not be reading anything from whatever fucking band that you would recommend. I'm not doing it.
Turn that shit off this time around.
100% turning that shit off. Okay.
Seabred's got a good one. If you could work as a ride-op for a day, including checking, you know, all the fun stuff, working the booth, what ride would be your first choice and what would be your last choice? Go ahead. I'll let you guys pick. I always go first.
For any ride.
What ride could be I'd be a dick at?
Anything with airtime, you could staple people? Is that what you've been getting
at? Oh, 100%.
Hard staple at an enthusiast event just to piss them off. That's the problem. Most ride-ups are actually pretty good enthusiasts anyway. So,
right. Oh, you want airtime? Your minimum verification? Not anymore.
Here comes the pain. Honestly?
The Dukin.
Probably the one I'd like to do best. Obviously, you can't do it anymore, but I'd love to do Top Thrill Dragster. That one, just minimal effort, and then to be able to be in the booth with controlling the launch and the verification, watch that happen. Cool times.
You know what would be a really easy one to operate? It'd be like Time Traveler Ride to Happiness, because they literally just hit a button on the side of the train, the restraints go down automatically, and then they just touch the restraint. Yeah, it's good. And if it doesn't lock, the restraint goes back up.
There you go.
So like, it's like really easy. So like, you don't do shit.
Not to be hating on our lovely friends that work those rides.
Right. That'd be an easy one. I like that one. I would get annoyed of all the Thuces asking for row 7 though. I'd say row 3.
You guys might hang up on me for saying this.
Good.
But I'd want to be the train conductor.
Oh, hell no, dude. That's a good time.
Or engineer.
That'd be a good time. Toot toot.
Give me a little toot toot. I could just see Mark with a little train conductor hat, his little overalls.
Hanging out the side, just.
Just the smile, like the grin ear to ear. He's like, this beats the day Milo was born. I get to toot toot a train. Oh, then give me a little toot toot beep beep.
Mark, just, you gotta change your decade now. 1870s Western train conductor.
Make sure it's 1870s, not 1860s.
Yes,
you want to avoid 1850s.
That. You might be shipping different people. also not 1940s train conductor, because that's also not a good time. We are out of fucking pocket today. We're sucking whole dicks. The ride I would least want to be on would be any Vekoma, not boomerang, flyer. There it is.
Ooh.
Those restraints are trash. You got to climb over people, check them. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Those things mm-hmm. totally suck. And then the downtime of them, they're always down.
Mm-hmm.
So to have to be sitting there. I mean, I'd rather be like, a ride that's down occasionally. Maybe it's got like a, 7-8% downtime. Mm-hmm. But if it's a good ride that's easy, okay, I could deal with that. But like a shitty ride that's down like that, fuck that.
Mm-hmm.
Suck. Nobody there. Low ridership too, depending on the park, of course. But
yeah. Probably one of those kiddie coasters that you need like the key to unlock.
Yeah. Kids squirming around and wanting to jump. No, it's got the key, or you got to jump behind it with your foot and unlock it on some of the old eras.
Yeah.
I could break my ankle in about 5 minutes.
Cedar Creek mine ride would be miserable.
Yes. That's why you don't see old people doing those rides.
Yep.
All right. We got both something there. Callie wanted to know, what are we most looking forward to this weekend? Park related or cuddle related?
So I think I mentioned I'm excited to hear both of y'all's silly goobers on Time Traveler.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very excited to hear the giggles
mm-hmm.
and cuddle related. I'm just excited to deep throat some cinnamon bread with my boys.
Sir.
We just think they can bake a three-way cinnamon bread. We just eat it from all three corners. And
can we get a tripod?
Just put it on a table and just eat towards each other until we're touching tips.
Just touching lips, touching tongues.
What are y'all
Mike, we do have to share a loaf of bread together because me and Mark shared a whole nugget when we were in
oh, that's true.
Wedding.
You know what else I'm really excited about that I keep forgetting is a thing? I get to slap Mark.
I thought we made it double or nothing.
Oh, shit, we did. Damn it. Keep trying to sneak that one in there.
One time you're going to do it, he's going to forget.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be like buzzing and I'm just going to go, fuck you, Mark. And then I'll apologize. But honestly, no, I'm excited to see everyone. It's been a long time since I've seen all the Buzz Bars fam. So I'm excited to see everyone and just get some cuddles and just see the environment at the Decades party and just, go to one of my favorite parks and just have a great time.
Yeah, because if you think about it, the last time we really the three of us got together, that was not at your wedding, because your wedding was a little different, right? That's just a different type of vibe all together. You were stressed. Mm-hmm. We were trying to, that's a different world. There's no stress and when it comes to stumbles, really, for the most part. There's some here and there. But
for the most part, yeah.
But when we did Hershey, just was a fucking blast beginning then. So that's mm-hmm. the last time I think truly, because we all three of us weren't at Dollywood. So
yeah, but even Hershey, like it was like, yeah, we were all there, but it was like the weather made things like a little shittier. So like we weren't getting the intimate cuddles like we did at Wobble Me Timbers.
True. Wobble Me was a fucking grand old Opry. So
Wobble Me is one of the best events of all time.
Yes. Yes. Surprisingly. Yes, based around Michigan's adventure was one of the best events we've ever had.
So, hey, one of the best wooden coasters in the country.
I don't know about that, but hey, you could be wrong. Mark, what about you? Always talking.
I don't know, man.
Well, thanks. Seeing us is not that important. No, it's cool.
Wow, cool. Thanks, bro.
I'm looking forward. I'm looking forward to this Decades party. I'm intrigued by what these two chuckle fucks are up to. Just seeing everyone else, it's that first night. You're always happy. You get back together and see everybody.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Can't wait to see you guys.
I'm also incredibly excited to see Zoe on all these rides. She's not been on any of them, obviously. So,
yeah.
New coaster types, fun. New rides, new everything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That'll be a blast. That'll be a blasty blast.
Mm hmm. Mm-hmm. Plus daddy-daughter time. I always love spending time with my kids. I spend more time with Harper simply because of sports than I do Zoe.
Mm-hmm.
But now that Zoe's playing softball, there's going to be more time with just me and her. So, but yeah,
do you guys have a connection somewhere? Or?
Yes, both ways, actually. We're connected through Charlotte on the way down. We're connecting through Chicago on the way back.
Mm-hmm. We're Chicago on the way there and Atlanta on the way home.
Nice, nice, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, get in at 1:00, so We'll be there nice and early. We got to leave it. Although Monday morning's terrible. We got to leave at 5:30 in the morning. Because it was either.
Ooh, she's going to murder you.
What's that?
Zoe's going to murder you.
I know. Well, so it's either we left early or we left late. Like, there's no middle flights out of there
that
connect us to Cleveland. It's not, it wasn't ideal anyway. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to get home late because I don't know what we'd do all day on Monday.
Yeah.
And I'd rather just be going to Cleveland than getting back. And then I'm basically getting home at like 11:30 because it's an hour drive from Cleveland.
Yeah.
And just being home all day, not worry about work, worry about nothing, just being home.
Yeah.
That's going to be great for that. Push Friday. This week's been a fucking clusterfuck. I am so excited to be done with this week. So still got one more day. One more day. Check-ins tomorrow morning. I'm excited.
Nice.
All right. Last great question. Do you think Kings Island and Cedar Point would be better parks if Kings Island had been owned by Six Flags, forcing them to compete more directly?
That's a great question, but yes.
I agree. I think that if – now, there would have been – if you look back in history and you look at Kings Island when it was a Paramount park, you would have saw more Six Flags decisions rather than Paramount decisions. Because Paramount's decisions were bringing in basically shitty rides that weren't as good, but more theming, right? So, you know, the Beast probably – if say Six Flags bought the park after Beast, maybe during the 90s, then you still wouldn't have had some of those 90s Paramount rides, early 2000s Paramount rides. So you would have had a good chance for redevelopment of big coasters, especially because looking at the failure of Worlds of Fun, Worlds of Adventure.
I was like, what are you talking about?
I know, right? Of what they did up there, imagine them bringing in imagine Kings Island getting rid of Vortex and having a gigantic B&M Hyper or B&M Looper, having fire. X Flight when it should have just been X Flight, you know, and rides like that they could have had there, like Dominator, rather than Mediocrity, which is what they had for most of their ridership.
But also, like, you'd have something like Onion that would actually be a legitimate coaster, not just what we got in Onion.
Yes, yes. So, Mark, what do you think?
Yes, in the Kings Island sense, but I don't think Cedar Point would have done anything differently. I think Kings Island would have tried harder, tried to build bigger, faster, you know, got the Hyper and the Giga earlier. Maybe even very well could have gone Strata too. But I don't think Cedar Point would have necessarily done anything different. Maybe they would have built another coaster between Maverick and Gatekeeper, but I don't think they would have done anything else different.
There you go. Yeah, I don't think Cedar Point would be too much different, I'll be honest.
So, yeah.
There you go. All right. Okay. Well, gentlemen, that's all the good questions for the week. Yeah. Also, thank you to all of you guys who posted on Instagram, Twitter, and in the Discord last week. You know, we always wondered who finished these episodes,
and we got to do it again. We got to have new challenges this week. I like the challenge words.
Go ahead, Mike. You got the challenge words.
So, what was last week's? It was like beer titties. Well, we had a lot of beer and titties. Posted.
Yes.
But it was also like, was it the coaster you were most excited about for this year?
Yes. I think that was it.
Okay. So this week we are going to do, you have to say, in terms of the first code word, we should also space these out throughout. And I think we're going to do a prize eventually for one of these.
Yeah.
Like, we might do, like, if you do, like, six in a row, you might get a prize or some shit like that if you're, like, one of the first six people to answer. I don't know.
If you come to episode 287, you can come on stage and be with us.
Ooh.
There you go.
I'm not tracking this, so I guess Peterson's tracking this.
Peterson.
So let's go with, instead of beer or titties this week, Casper or Sharpie.
And you've had to listen to the show to understand that reference.
Or goat.
Can't skip shit.
Goat. Casper. Goat emoji, Sharpie, or Casper. So there it you're is. Either going to post the emoji of a ghost, a Sharpie, or a goat. Did I say goat twice? Three times?
I'm fine with all any
goat,
of
goat, Sharpie, and then
Casper.
A goat. There we go. There we go.
There you go.
The second code word for this week is, which fan base do I want to piss off more right now?
Yes.
Who should redo Beast at Kings Island? Get the manufacturer.
I already know one. So we had him on a few weeks ago. They're right up the street. They probably do it for free. Shit.
Yep. Probably.
Oh, man.
Probably. Yep. So, okay. Send us your emoji and which company should redo that ride.
There you go.
And no, they cannot have trims anymore. So.
All right, gentlemen.
It's been an honor. I'll see you guys in like less than 24 hours, but I'll also be with you when this episode drops. So.
Yes. Yes. It'll be live. So, boom.
Absolutely.
All right. Actually, I think I may drop it Friday just for those traveling. So that way
I can
actually.
I figured.
So there we go.
So, this is like actually like the perfect length of one of our flights. So that way Kelly can listen to it. And
there you go. Download it.
Watch something else. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. All right, Biatches. Love you.
Fuck you guys. Love you.
See you later.